Item 150, request of Mike Galtney, Maddie Moskrop, and Elizabeth Keeney to address council regarding Oregon Episcopal Schools Government, Politics, and Citizenship course, a student policy proposal for municipalities.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor, members of council. It's good to be here this morning. My name is Mike Gwaltney. I'm chair of the History Department at Oregon Episcopal School. I have with me this morning 10 students from our 11th and 12th grade government, politics, and citizenship class. Just nine 12th graders and one 11th grader. They're here this morning as a result of a project in our course on engaged citizenship. And they have put together for you this morning a proposal that they think would be good for the city of Portland. That's based on their reading and understanding of the law in the United States. And as Portlanders, their ideas about what would be good policy. I should state that the policy that they are going to talk to you about this morning has nothing to do with the position of our Board of Trustees or with the institution as a whole, but is something that the students have developed in the course. Our mission at OES is very clear, that we exist to help students realize their power for good as members of citizens of local and global communities. Just their being here this morning and your listening to them demonstrates that power for them. So I want to thank you for your attention to their conversation this morning. Like you, I'm sure we believe, as Margaret Mead did, that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens are the only thing that have ever changed the world, and that's what these students plan to be. So I would like to ask if you could take items 150 to 153 sort of as a whole for all the students.
Certainly.
And I'd like to introduce Peter Graham to speak a little bit.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Morning. Hello, everyone. Mayor Hales, members of the council, and the community. My name is Peter Graham. I would like to thank you all for your time and willingness to listen to us today. We have come here to talk to you on the subject of gun control and actions you can take to help make the city safer. We know that Mayor Hales has shown his support in the past for gun safety and has stated gun control as one of his priorities. Oregon U.S. Representative Earl Blumenauer has also made this one of his priorities, introducing his new report this week called Enough is Enough. We share the same understanding that guns are an ever-increasing risk within our community and that there should be limits on the handling and sale of firearms. We are here with the hope to inspire action and remind you that this is a problem that cannot be ignored any longer. And so we propose that you consider an ordinance that would ban sale and possession of assault weapons and high-capacity magazines within Portland. This is an issue that affects us personally, and so I pass the floor to Elizabeth Keeney and Madeline Moskrop to talk to you about the perspectives as Portland youth.
Thank you, Peter. My name is Elizabeth Keeney. Mr. Mayor and members of this council, LeBray Franklin, a young citizen shot at Rosemary Anderson High School in December, could have been one of us. We are here to represent LeBray and the rest of Portland's young population. We agree with LeBray that the state of gun violence in this country and increasingly in our city is messed up. We need you, the City Council, to look out for our safety. We support you in making what would be a bold but important change by enacting better gun control within our great city of Portland. Due to the rising number of shootings over the past few years, there has been consistent pressure on this issue. According to the research firm David Hibbets & Midgall, 63% of Oregonians are in favor of stricter gun control. My friends, many of them women my age, from different schools and backgrounds all over Portland, are concerned with the state of gun violence in this country. We, as young voters, would like to support you, Mayor Hales, in your endeavor to make Portland a safer city. I would now like to introduce Maddie Moskrop.
Hi, good morning.
Oops. Good morning.
My name is Maddie Moskrop. So this issue is far more important to students than many adults realize. Many of my peers and close friends have brought this issue up, and we have had interesting and engaging conversations. This is something that pertains to nearly all high schoolers in Oregon, as friends from Lincoln High School, Wilkinson High School, and Catlin Gable have all come forward telling us about their ideas on how to make both their communities and schools feel safer. Excuse me. Guns are scary. Shootings are scary. When I was in middle school, I don't ever remember doing a lockout drill, and even when we started, I didn't really see why. But now my sister in sixth grade was working on where to hide. and the idea of someone, a student, attacking other students has become something that is actively taught to children, as if it is just a fact that we need to live with. Passing an ordinance to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines will not make us safe immediately, but is an important first step in enacting stricter gun control and limiting the most dangerous weapons in the city. Next, I would like to introduce Rowan Barrage to introduce our proposal.
Thank you all. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Rowan Barrage. We have learned in our government, politics, and citizenship class that individual people and groups can make a difference when they are engaged in community concerns. As young people who are members of our community and future voters, we implore you to consider our proposal. We ask that Portland City Council adopt an ordinance that would prohibit the possession, sale, and manufacture of assault weapons and large capacity magazines. We believe that in a city as progressive as Portland, the public will demonstrate significant support for this common sense gun control proposal. With the passing of such an ordinance, Portland will become part of a growing group of cities that are committed to protecting its people, especially students. Cities across the country have begun to adopt similar, if not almost identical, proposals, and we strongly believe that Portland should be among them. Now is Zach Solomon.
Hi, my name is Zach Solomon. You may be aware that in the 2008 court decision in District of Columbia versus Heller, the Supreme Court did not uphold the D.C. laws prohibiting the ownership of handguns. While it seems like this would be a loss for gun control legislation, Supreme Court Justice Scalia wrote in his opinion that, like most rights, the Second Amendment right is not unlimited. It is not a right to keep and carry any weapon whatsoever in any manner whatsoever and for whatever purpose. In a second Heller decision a few years later, the Supreme Court again found that the Second Amendment is not unlimited, and the court held that the D.C.'s strict ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines is, in fact, constitutional. The Heller 2 decision has been mirrored in other cases, such as Friedman versus the City of Highland Park, in which it was declared that although the City of Highland Park's ordinance provides a marginal burden upon the Second Amendment right to self-defense, it does not severely burden the right. The federal circuit courts have prescribed a sliding scale approach to levels of scrutiny within the Second Amendment. Any law that restricts Second Amendment rights requires an extremely strong public safety justification and a close fit between the government's means and ends. The fact that these other cities' laws have passed this stringent qualification bodes well for any challenges a similar law would face in court here. Therefore, we believe that the sale, manufacture, or use of assault weapons and high-capacity magazines in Portland extends beyond the limits of defensive use. Mayor Hales, when you stepped into office and outlined an agenda for your time as mayor, you mentioned the importance of gun safety for the citizens of Portland. As you said, assault weapons and high-capacity magazines are dangerous weapons that can cause mass casualties in moments. Even more recently, in the wake of the Rosemary Anderson High School shooting, you mentioned that the students of Portland know firsthand that gun violence is a real threat, and they know the importance of real action on the issue. Passing a citywide ban on the most dangerous offensive weapons would send a strong signal. The mayor and Portland's council mean business on the issue. And to conclude, I'll pass to Peter Graham.
Thank you, Zach. I'd like to thank you all again for listening to our proposal and our views as members of Portland community. It is our belief that following through with this action will make our community safer and also have Portland join the other cities that have passed similar legislation at the forefront of growing gun safety movement. At this point, I would like to invite any questions, comments, or concerns regarding our proposal that we may answer for you.
Well, let me start. First, I just want to thank you for coming this morning and with this well thought through, well organized presentation. Several levels. This is great. First of all, we had a major hearing last week on another issue, and I think the average age in the room was probably triple what it is in your delegation this morning. So it's great to have young, politically active people in this chamber, because sometimes we only hear from folks that are the other end of the age spectrum. So we especially appreciate you having the interest and civic instincts to be here and to be advocating on issues. Secondly, you're talking to a city council that agrees with you about these policy issues. And third, I think now there's a better chance for some movement on these issues than there has been in many areas, including the question of an outright ban on certain types of weapons. we need changes in state law to allow us to do that. But we think this legislature is moving in that direction. They've already introduced a bill that will eliminate the loopholes in registration, in background checks that has been a problem in the state. There's also another bill that's been introduced that will deal with people that have restraining orders for domestic violence cases not having access to guns. So we believe we've got a higher level of cooperation with the legislature, and we need that in order to have the authority to do some of the things that I think all of us here at this dais and that you think we need to do in Portland. So we are, we're chafing a little bit under the restrictions that we now have in state law, but we think we have a legislature that will give us more room to move on these issues than we have had. So I'd urge you to continue your advocacy, not just here in the city, but also with the state legislature about these issues. And in fact, we'll make sure we keep you posted about when those hearings are going to be held. I'm going to go down and speak. LaBrae Franklin and others who've been victims of gun violence in Portland, I think, might also be able to go down and speak. So it's really important that they hear from you on these issues and that the voices of youth in our state are heard on these issues in Salem. So keep the pressure on us, keep the pressure on the legislature, keep enlisting other students and people in the community to join the cause. I think you're right, there is a very large majority in our city that want to see stronger gun laws in our city and better yet in our country, but we can start here where we can. So again, I just want to thank you and encourage you to keep working this issue. It will take citizen pressure to get us where we need to be, both here and in Salem. Other comments from council members?
Yeah, thank you, all of you, for the good work that you've done and for coming in to testify on this important issue. Senator Ginny Burdick is leading the work in Salem, and I believe Oregon Episcopal School is in her district, so she would be really happy to hear from you and, mm-hmm. as the mayor said, encourage you to go down to testify there.
Thank you very much for your testimony. I just wanted to let you know that regulating guns is one of a number of things that the state prohibits cities from doing. They prohibit us from regulating studded tires. They prohibit us from having local taxes on tobacco. And so if they just passed a law saying we no longer preempt cities from doing anything, we could do tons of neat stuff.
Dan, any comments?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, again, thank you. As a matter of fact, I was just in at the Rosewood Initiative last night talking to people in that neighborhood, the very eastern edge of the city. And since the first of the year in East Portland, there have been 79 shots fired. We've had 6 gang violence call-outs in East Portland. So 79 bullets going somewhere in East Portland, in that part of East Portland, in just 6 weeks. So it really tragically illustrates how serious this problem is. So I really appreciate your focus on it. And again, keep the pressure on us, keep the pressure on the legislature, enlist others in the cause, and we'll get something done. So thank you very much. Let's hear it for students. We can break the rules of decorum. Thank you very much for being here.